Josie's in for Katie. A columnist is saying that Taylor Swift is not a good role model for your kids. His name is John McGillion.
John McGillion.
He's a writer for Newsweek, and he says, no, Taylor Swift is not a good role model for kids. For example, his first thing he says about Taylor Swift is that she's unmarried and childless at 34.
Oh, geez. Okay, that's
that harlot.
Did Jason write this?
No, I would not say that. I don't think you have to be. I don't even believe in the title of marriage. What do you mean?
Yeah, so we must ask if her personal life choices are ones we want our sisters and daughters to emulate.
Oh, my God.
The Swifties are coming for him, I'm telling you.
That's not good. I mean,
they got a hit on him.
She is past the panicked age of most women that start panicking because they can't find anybody that they want to get married to. But
right. I mean, obviously.
I have now claimed that to be 26. If you don't have a boyfriend, most women stop panicking. They won't admit it, but a lot of them will. They start panicking and they start settling, and that's a bad thing.
Jason Goodman, the expert in women.
Yeah.
I would say as a woman, it's getting much older than that, if any, at all. At all.
Maybe 27. I'm not saying you have to be married by 26. I'm just saying if you haven't found anybody that you've ever felt in love with or that lustful feeling, you should start panicking.
Because it's
probably you.
Why?
It's probably you.
No, I dated a bunch of toads, frogs.
But you at one point were probably in love and thought this is the one.
No,
maybe.
Yeah, but he was gay. So it wouldn't have worked.
I would turn gay with all that talking, too.
Is this what women are really like? A lifetime of
my
this?
God. My God.
I'll switch teams.
Gay or Josie talking? I'll
be gay.
Listen, I did ask if I turned him gay, and he said no, there was a girl in between the gay and me, so even if, you know, that was what turned him,
right?
It was the other girl.
Well, let me ask you something about that gay guy. Yeah. Did you have sexy time with him?
Oh, yeah.
See, that confuses me.
Yeah,
I
too.
Do think that he was, I think,
bi.
That,
you confused,
I think he was
Jason?
Bi. I think that he was bi. I think that he, we were in our early 20s, and I think that he had a shift. I don't think he really knew who he was. And I think that at that moment, it started shifting a little bit more. And I think he started discovering himself. And it was very, like, we're still friends. It's very cool. He kind of came out to me and we talked about it. And he was like, it's not you. I think that's really more who I am. And I said, great. I'm glad you discovered yourself.
So that's more. But I would really like to interview a gay person, honestly and openly. And what? I'm serious.
If you're a gay person and you
are a fellow gay.
And don't get offended.
No, I mean, but
and
honest
questions.
You cannot
be bi. You cannot be bi.
Okay.
That's very important to me because I would like to interview I can't say straight gay person, but a just gay person that just only likes men and see if they can have sexy time with women and be into it because that's the confusing part.
Some that I've talked to say that they have tried and weren't into it. They were just like they felt boobs and they were like, okay, there's nothing there. But then I have other, I have a friend named Noah who you've met in the past.
Oh, he's pretty gay.
I mean, the term flaming gay could be applied to anybody.
Like a stereotype.
He is a stereotype and he's very open about it and he's very openly gay. And there's no, I mean, he was married to a man for what, 15, 20 years. You know, they're no longer together, but he's very open. And he, I think, has told me before that he has been with a woman and
He didn't like it? Or
no,
just,
he actually enjoyed it, but it wasn't, it's not his preference. It was more like just fun,
but
drunk.
But then he can't just be just.
Oh, no, it's more like, I think sexuality is extremely fluid. And I think to pin it as gay, straight, bi, like I think some people find sex just very fun and enjoyable, however you're doing it, whoever you're doing it with, but he's attracted to men.
Right,
I see what
but
you're saying.
Don't you have to be attracted to the woman in order to have sexy time?
I would think so.
I don't
Jason,
know.
How many times have you had sexy time with a woman and not been attracted to her? We can easily do it. We're men.
You have just solved
that
this entire
is a good
conversation.
Point. But
you're attracted to what they offer
the least attractive girl that I've ever had sexy time, I specifically remember in college, that even so, there's... Even if you don't want to admit it, there's got to be a half a percentage of a track, whether it's just her fat face. Not in a bad way.
You just want to grab it.
Oh, my God.
Not in a bad way.
Oh, my God.
Your fat face.
No.
Come here, chubby buddy.
Not in a bad way. What I'm trying to say is that, I'm trying to capitalize on what I can capitalize on that person. So I'm wondering if a gay guy is truly just gay, how does he capitalize on any part of the woman and be turned on?
If you are just gay,
you have to be. And
call
like
us.
All the way gay, just a little gay.
You can't be bi. That's my point.
Right. You know, you have to understand.
No, seriously, call us. If you're gay,
if you lean more towards
man,
the gay,
if you're a gay man,
not the bi,
not
a gay woman, because we don't think that exists. That's just for fun. No, I'm just kidding.
God.
No, it's like every girl we know had that time in college where they're like,
I didn't. This is the thing is,
you
I
never
always,
kissed another girl.
I haven't. It was like kissing a wall. There was no attraction.
No, listen,
I will tell you, I'm the first to say, if I had an attraction to women, my life would have been so much easier. My mother would have been so much more proud of me because, you know, she was bisexual. And she looks at all four of her children and she's like, not one of you, not even a little bit. And all four of us are married.
I think you should be mad over your...
I'm kidding. But she's like, you guys didn't catch any of the gay. Like all these years, your friends weren't allowed to play with you because they might catch the gay and not one of you even caught a little gay.
No gay. Not even bit gay.
But it is a little ironic, right? I'm just saying that two girls can go in a hot tub naked with each other, mess around, and that girl could just be straight. A guy does one time a thing on your birthday... He's gay for life.
I know.
I think that's how you all do.
That is
and
true.
Jason regrets that day in college.
He did that. No, I think the times have changed. I think the times.
That's why Jason got
I think that's
over.
Your generation. I think Gen Z views it differently and younger millennials view it differently. I think that sexuality is much more fluid these days. I think if you go to Pride in downtown, I think you see a lot of men who date women dressed in skirts.
I'm sorry, though. If Jared said, well, one time, like Matt did, but even worse, one time in college, I did give this one guy the B, you know what I'm talking about. I think we would think he's gay.
No, yeah. I think he's gay. I think I would say you experimented. What do you prefer?
I don't agree with that.
I'm a lot more fluid.
That's because you're not. Now, that's your opinion.
Because you're a woman.
But as a guy.
I think that I'm also much more. I think I'm much more in the scene. I have a lot of friends who are sexually fluid. Now, maybe at one time I would have said that.
Can you just say they're selfish? Sexually fluid people are selfish. You got to have everybody.
Why would you even? Why would you not want to?
You got to have the men and the women.
Why would you not want to
leave somebody? I know. I'm making a joke.
Oh, okay. Got it. No, I know. But come on, man.
I'm making a joke.
You should expand your horizons.
No, I'm good.
Oh, well, that's just it. I would love to be attracted to women, too. Do you know how much fun that would be to have both?
It's hard enough being attracted to just one sex.
I would love boobs, but I just don't love boobs.
The complication would... You don't?
No.
Well,
gosh.
Missing out.
I know.
You are gay. Okay.
All right, we do have an AML on the phone who's gay. Gay man named Austin, and he said he'll answer any question we have about the gay lifestyle. That's next with Jared and Katie in the morning.